Thank God. Bless all the Lord. Amen. I bless his good name for the good witness testifying. Amen. What the Lord done for him. I appreciate him. I just read this verse here. I was reading it. And that's just, God wants me to read this. I feel in my spirit. John chapter 20. I've been reading it today several times. Reading about the resurrected Christ and appearing to them and showing himself to them. The last verse said this, that they're talking about the resurrection. Right there before the verse is talking about Thomas. When the Lord got there, he didn't ask Thomas nothing. He said, then saith he to Thomas. Thomas had said, I won't believe you till I put my hands in his nail prints and thrust my hand in his side. Thomas never said nothing. When Jesus showed up 8 days later, he was in the midst. The first thing the Lord said is, peace be unto you. And then the book of God said, then saith he to Thomas. He sought to Thomas. And he didn't say, Thomas, didn't you say this 8 days ago? He didn't say nothing to him like that. He said this. He said, reach hither thy finger. He just addressed what he knew, what he came to do. And he said, reach hither thy finger and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. That's what he said. Thomas answered and said unto him, my Lord and my God. Hey, amen. He seen him for who he was. He showed himself. And the Bible said here, notice, and many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. There's another verse here saying, it said, I suppose that he said, there are also many other things which Jesus did. He said, the which if they should be written, every one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written. Amen. And so there's a lot of things Jesus did. He said it wasn't even written. Amen. What did he give us? He gave us what he wanted us to have. And I believe that. But the rest of that verse in chapter 20, verse 31, he said, but these are written. Notice that. I like it. But these are written. I got to thinking about that. This book is important tonight. This is the written word of God. And I believe it is inspired of God. Believe it's inerrant word of God. I believe it's inerrant. I believe that God has preserved his word. And I believe it is the truth tonight. I believe it's the only truth that'll make a man free. He's a living Lord through the manifestation through this scripture. Amen. He said it's written. I mean, this is important tonight. Listen, you can believe what's written in this book. Amen. Listen. And he said this, that ye might believe what? He said, these are written that why? That ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. He said, we've written this. This has been written under the inspiration of God, that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ. He's the Messiah. He's the anointed one. Amen. And he's the Son of God. He is the Son of God. Amen. Right. There's only one like him. Amen. Amen. Everything's in him. The Bible said, in him dwelt all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Jesus walked on this earth and he was 100% man, but he's 100% God. Amen. He was God. Amen. He died as man, as our man. Amen. If I can say it like it, in my place is what I mean. He died as the man Christ, suffered for man. Amen. He took the punishment of sin. This man Christ had never sinned. Amen. He could not sin. Amen. He was tempted at all points like as we are, yet without sin. He was tempted as a man. He resisted, thank God, in the power of God. And we know he used what? The written word. And so he was our substitute. He's our sacrifice. Everything about him tonight. Amen. He is the God-man. And the Bible said, thank God he rose again. Amen. According to the scriptures. I wasn't there when he rose again, but I was because, amen, as Brother Robert said, this right. Amen. When he died, I died. Thank God. When he rose, I rose. And that's why tonight, thank God, God sees that by faith in the risen Lord that he is alive. And we have hope in him, thank God, through the resurrection. We have no hope if it wasn't for the resurrection. Where he bodily resurrected, he laid down his life, as he said, and he picked it up again, took it up again. Amen. Then he appeared, thank God, before he ever went back to heaven, he appeared. Thank God, to over 500 witnesses. Amen. Listen, thank God, my friend, listen, he showed himself to Mary Magdalene first at the tomb. Amen. And then he showed himself, thank God, to his disciples in that room, and he came in, them that were in that room. And then he showed himself, thank God, over 500 brothers at once. And Paul said he showed himself to me, one born out of due time, that day on the Damascus Road when he was going, amen, to persecute the church. Amen. Listen, the light shined on him. Amen. It wasn't just daylight, it was daylight of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he spoke to him, and the purpose of God was to save him and use him as a preacher of the gospel. And so it was his gospel that he got, and it was a resurrected Christ. Hey, listen to me. Amen. He said, and listen what he said, that you believe that he's the Son of God. And notice, here's the simplicity of the gospel. And that believing ye might have life through his name. You can believe what's written tonight. Amen. Amen. We would not have faith unless the faith had come by hearing this written word preached under the Spirit of God, communicating your heart what you have, or communicating your heart what you don't have. Amen. But you can have it tonight. You can have what God's got tonight. And it's believing in him. It's believing. Listen, thank God the Lord had to show me who he was. I didn't know who he was. But brother, he showed me right here through the book. That's how you know tonight. Amen. Thank God, that's right. I don't have, thank God, a dead faith. I have a living faith. And I have a faith, thank God, that saved me and continued with me. Thank God, since I got it. Amen. Don't, thank God, come one day and leave me. That's amen. Right. The faith of God. What Paul said, I kept the faith. What faith? Thank God, the faith God give him. The saving faith of God. Amen. Listen, brothers, we've complicated this thing in some ways. You can't complicate it. Salvation's in a person. It's Jesus Christ. You say, how do I get to him? Well, he's going to have to get to you. Amen. No man can come to me except the Father would send me draw him. And I'll tell you how you can get to him. When he comes to you, believe him.
Amen.
Believe him. If you don't believe him, who are you going to believe? He speaks to your heart through spirit power, through the scripture right here tonight. The written, he said, these things are written.
Amen.
What did Jesus say when he was tempted? He said, amen, it is written. Amen, it is written. It is written. He went back to the book of Deuteronomy, thank God, rebuked the devil. Amen, by the written word, because it's the truth, friend. The only thing you have to stand on, that's what's written. Amen, which was made flesh. Amen, that dwelt among us. Amen, thank God, the living word. Amen, thank God, came in the world, amen, to die for sin. And that's who we trust tonight. Thank God who the Bible reveals,
amen,
who the Bible speaks of. Amen, thank God he's saying, search the scriptures, for amen, in them you think you have eternal life. Think you have it. They are they watch which testify me, that you will not come to me, that you might have life. It's him tonight, thank God, as he said. Amen, listen, I can't save nobody, but I'm telling you by faith you can be saved.
Amen.
And that's the faith that God he gives a man. And I'm telling you, brother, listen, there's nothing can be done unless he does it. And when he does it, thank God, you'll know it. Amen.
Amen.
That's right. Thank God. He said, faithful, notice this, I'm through. Faithful is he that called you, and who also will do it. That's what it says. Faithful saying, worthy all acceptation. Christ came to the world to save sinners, whom I'm chief, Paul said. It's all inspired. Isn't it amazing? Think about this when you read the scripture. Think about this. When you read that scripture, think about this. Everything that's wrote was approved and put there by the Holy Ghost.
That's right. Preacher, amen.
Old and new. You ever thought about that when you read the Holy Ghost? You said the Holy Ghost really did say that? Yeah, he said it. Amen. Yes, he said it. Hey, listen. Brethren, the religious world has tried to take away from what Jesus said. But brethren, you can't, listen, I've been reading that thing about Mary sitting at the feet of Jesus. Here Martha's cumbered about all this stuff in her house. And it wasn't a bad thing she was doing. She just wasn't doing what she ought to have been doing, sitting at the feet of Jesus, like Mary was. And when you called me today, buddy, it got in my mind. Sitting in that Audi parking lot, I got to thinking about that. And Jesus said, thank God, Mary had chosen that thing which is evil. Amen. This is what he said to her. He said, amen, but that which she has, it shall not be taken away from her. That's what he said.
Right.
And buddy, I got to thinking about them things that can't be taken away. They can try to take my liberty in this country. country. They can try to take a lot of things away from me. And they might do it, but buddy, they can't take out of my heart what I heard from him. Amen. It wouldn't matter, brother, where I was at. If I was in a cave like the old prophets had to do, if my friend had gone, if I was in prison like Paul was, it don't matter, friend, they can't take out of me what, thank God, he got in me. Amen.
That's
right. Can't take it, thank God. I'm telling, there's some things they can take tonight, Brother John. There's some things they can take tonight, but they can't take what he done in here. That's the only possession I got tonight that's eternal.
Right.
Amen. Amen. He said we have this treasure in earthen vessels. I'm glad for it tonight. Thank God, Son. Amen. To God, Son. Amen. Everybody's trusting in things that people can take. But brother, if you get down to the thing to where we're at, right here's what they can't take.
That's right.
Thank God.
Praise God.
Listen. I've heard about them people went through the Holocaust and went through different hardships and wars. Amen. And then Christian people say, amen, thank God, what the Lord's done for me, he's my Lord, and no matter what I go through, thank God, he's still my Lord. Amen. Listen, thank God, when they took them to the stake and burned them at the stake, thank God, they said the Lord Jesus is mine. Amen. Thank God, that's right. Ain't nothing to take away from you what God put in your heart. I bless the Lord for that. Amen. Thank God for the good singing tonight. I bless his name.
Amen.
Thank God for the good testifying. Brother Robert gives good testifying. Help my heart tonight. Thank God. Amen. It ain't hard to preach after that kind of thing. Amen. To hear good singing and testifying. Amen. It's about like Brother Milby told me one time. He said sometimes there's so much liver you can pick. Thank God, preach on a ham sandwich. Amen. And it hit. Thank God. You'll know where the ham sandwich come from. It come from God. Amen.
That's right,
that's right, buddy. Everything God said, amen. He said, I'm telling you, he said, if I take care of the birds of the air, how much more should I take care of you? Amen. Buddy, I got on that lawnmower today. And I was thinking, I was going there on that lawnmower. I got the thinking that me and my wife, amen, this month, thank God, 1980, thank God, was the first time we ever met. Amen. I sent a little card tonight. I said, 42 years. I got to thinking about how much I really loved her. And buddy, the Holy Ghost said, I know you love her. Amen. Because she's your bride. But I won't tell you what tonight. Thank God loves you a whole lot more than what you love your wife. Amen. And that's the Lord Jesus. Amen. He loves me tonight. Amen. The everlasting love. I'm telling you, thank God tonight. Amen. Brother, if you're saved tonight, thank God he loves you tonight. Amen. I like what Brother Robert said. I believe what he says, right? I'm as alive as Jesus is. Because who am I in tonight? I'm in Christ. Amen. Where he is, I'm there. Amen. That's right. Thank God. That's right. Amen.
That's right,
buddy. We already glorified in the eyes of the Father. Amen. We're in Christ tonight. Praise God. Amen. We're in his body. And I bless the Lord for that. Let's have prayer. Father, thank you for the good help of God tonight in my heart. I bless you, God, for these brothers coming and these dear people of God, Lord, are singing tonight. Oh, God, I pray you'd help me, Lord. I feel so unable. God, I pray tonight, God, you'd help me. God, to worship you and love you and God, walk in you. God, use your word tonight in our heart. Let these people around here, God, know that if they never have been saved, God, they can believe Jesus. God, they can believe Jesus. There's nobody else to believe but Jesus. Paul, and God said, I know whom I have believed. Peter said, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And we aren't sure thou art the Christ of some living God. Lord, I'm sure tonight, God, because you said it. Amen. Because, God, I experienced the grace of God in my life. Bless this little meeting tonight. Thank you for it. Thank you for them that's had time to watch. And them that will watch, I pray you'd bless them for it. In Jesus' name, amen.